From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan mourns after a deadly school massacre. A gun and bomb attack on a university in the northwest Wednesday killed at least 20, including 18 students, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bachukan University in the town of Chasada. Troops gunned down all four and cleared the campus. Pakistan's Information Minister Pervez Rashid called the attack an act of cowardice. He said the students he spoke with remained determined and confident to pursue their education. It's unclear who was responsible. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in an army school attack in December 2014. In Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently targeted by a suicide bomber in Kabul. The attack was condemned by U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
Freedom of the press is a cornerstone to democracy, and despite such attacks, the vibrant media landscape that has developed in Afghanistan over the past 14 years will endure.
The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in its attack last year on the city of Kunduz. The UN Security Council has voted to reduce the size of its peacekeeping force in Ivory Coast in the wake of last October's relatively peaceful election of President Alassane Ouattara. The number of troops stationed in the West African country is being cut from more than 5,400 to 4,000 by the end of March. Ivory Coast says it wants all peacekeepers out by early 2018 at the latest. An arms embargo remains in effect. The country is emerging from a decade of political turmoil. This is VOA News. Uncertainty over the timing of talks on Syria's future, as well as its unfolding humanitarian crisis, were discussion points Wednesday in Zurich between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The meeting took place ahead of scheduled U.N.-mediated talks on a political transition that appear now to be in jeopardy. Jonathan Edelman is a professor of foreign affairs at the University of Denver.
There's many opposition groups, and the Russians no doubt have them all raided. And so the less time there is to resolve it, the less likely it's going to be resolved. And let's not forget that at the end of the day, they want to either keep Bashar Assad in power or one of his cronies, which is where they might actually go. So the less that can be done to harm them, the better off they are. And, you know, their attacks have been fairly successful in going after some of the opposition groups.
There's widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in those talks in Geneva. Officials say the meetings cannot proceed until there's a mutually acceptable list. In Paris, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and six allied defense ministers discussed stepping up their military campaign against the Islamic State. The meeting followed the expulsion of IS fighters from the Iraqi city Ramadi last month. Carter also announced a multinational effort to broaden military operations against the IS group.
I've invited defense ministers from all 26 counter-ISIL military coalition nations, plus Iraq, to convene in Brussels in 3 weeks for a first-ever discussion among coalition defense ministers to discuss the opportunities that they and we have before us and must seize to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
He also urged Arab nations, in his words, to get in the game and offer to help them better define what roles they can play. Singapore Wednesday deported more than two dozen Bangladeshis arrested in November for allegedly forming a religious study group to spread the ideology of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. 27 were detained without trial. One remains in prison for attempting to leave Singapore illegally. In Nigeria, the state-run oil firm said it's shut two refineries, one in the southern port city of Port Harcourt and the other in the northern city Kaduna, following the discovery of pipeline sabotage. The attacks followed a period of relative calm in the country's oil-producing Niger Delta. Vietnam's ruling Communist Party Thursday opened an eight-day Congress to name new leaders who will determine the pace of economic reform, combating corruption, and foreign relations. Asian markets saw another volatile day of trading Thursday, China's Shanghai Index falling more than 3%, Tokyo's Nikkei Index down, as was the Hong Kong market. Analysts blamed the global sell-off and investor pessimism over plunging oil prices. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.